KY58 traffic, and as you can imagine, it is a pretty tricky Wednesday morning drive because of the snow that we got overnight and the strong winds which continue to howl this morning. Now, in town, it is, as you can imagine, snow-covered, slippery, but out in the open areas on many highways in southern Manitoba, reduced visibility in blowing snow, and that is making for some very dangerous highway travel this morning. Your best bet, if you do have some highway travel plans, put them off until later in the day, until those winds die down. Let's take a look at satellite weather details today. It's going to clear up this morning. The winds, however, going to stay strong for a good part of the day today. Temperatures falling off to minus 23. Tonight, clear and cold, low down to minus 28. For tomorrow, turning cloudy, we have a chance of flurries and a high up to minus 19. Right now in the city, those winds still howling out of the north, gusting almost to 50 clicks. It's minus 22 Celsius, 8 below Fahrenheit. I'm Kathy Kennedy for KY58 News.
All oldies, KY58 remembers.
Good morning, Don. Good morning, Winnipeg. This is Barry Wall in Vancouver. I just wanted to call and pay my respects at this time and say it was an honor and a privilege for me to be part of the history and makeup of one of the all-time great radio stations in Canada on two separate tours of duty as the afternoon drive host, once in the 80s and again in the 90s, and to be able to share the microphone with a long list of great broadcasters. Met some very talented people, from Brad Garrett to Burton Cummings, business leaders, politicians, and great athletes. And I also made some great friends with Ron and Roxanne Taylor, Chuck Moore, Memories Morgan, Ford Gardner, Manny Bazunas, Tracy Gibson, Randy Hunt, Joey Don't Call Me, Jimmy Gregorish, and of course the late Ralph Watts, and so many others. We all got bags of stories to tell, and I'm sure there's a lot going around the table this morning, but I'd like to share a quick one with you, if I may. I was helping out with the morning crew as we hosted a radiothon for one of our prestigious charities, and I noticed that we had plenty of coffee for the in-studio guests, but no donuts. With the station being in Polo Park at the time, I just dashed across to the mall to buy some. But while I was gone, some knucklehead called in a bomb scare to the switchboard, so when I got back, you guessed it, the lobby was full of Winnipeg's finest. There I stood, in total amazement, with two dozen donuts in my midst, and the best I could come up with was, how did you know? It was definitely a Kodak moment. Don, I want to wish you and all the gang at KY58, past and present, all the best that the future has to offer, and also to say, thank you, KY58. It was a fabulous ride with great music and memories, and the best listeners, and I'll never forget any of it. Given the opportunity, I'd do it all again in a heartbeat.
That may be the very first time I've heard that song all the way through, because in this business, you hear the beginning of the song, you hear the end of the song, and in the middle, I don't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
That's a terrific song.
It's a great song.
We lost them, as a matter of fact, with the death of Bobby Hadfield a couple of months ago, the Righteous Brothers. However, the music lives on, and that's the story here at All Oldies KY58. Now, I'm thinking, we're getting all these old stories from Barely Well and Bazoo and Bozo and all those other folks. And I was thinking of my funniest remembrance of KY.
Which is?
When we were over in Polo Park and Alden Deal, and I was trying to find Fight On Manitoba, and I don't know, it's lost somewhere in my basement, I guess. But anyway, when I was working at the, Brenda, you were there at Polo Park when we were on the Brenda Fulcher's on our sales staff. Then you remember we were at on the ground floor, and we were looking out the ground floor window just like this, only we looked out into Polo Park. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, every wacko in North America was loose in Polo Park in those days.
And it was just glass.
And it was just glass, and we put, and we could look right out there. So Alden determined that, I don't know if they'd had a scare or something, but anyway, he determined that we would put in bulletproof glass there.
Oh.
So we were never to mention that there was bulletproof glass outside the control room at KY in Polo Park, in case somebody tried it, you know?
Just to test.
So the rule was, don't ever mention that there's bulletproof glass there.
Here we go.
Well, Scruff Connors, God love him.
Oh, yeah.
Under the name Jeff Newfield in those days, got a decal of a bullet hole.
No.
And he put it on the glass, so it looked like there was a bullet hole in the glass. Now, Alden Deal, who was our GM, used to walk by that window every single morning. And he would be walking like this, you know, on a morning like this with his head down and everything. And he'd walk by the window and he'd look up and he'd give you the, hi, how are you? The great big smile and the wave. than this particular moment. How he lived after this, I don't know. But he had his head down, and he looked up to wave at me, and he saw the bullet hole, and it took two strong men and a boy to lift him up.
Colorful phones. Do they make more colorful conversations? Let's listen in.
Good evening, my dear. I hope you are well and in salubrious spirits.
Charlie, is that you?
Yes, it is I, Charles.
It appears colorful phones do make for colorful conversations. But see for yourself with a color screen phone starting at $24.99 and Megatime plans with way more minutes. From Rogers AT&T.
Get the details at a Rogers AT&T store or Radio Shack.
Hey, January's cool, baby. Here's my good buddy to tell you why.
It's the Advanced January Warehouse Clearance. Outstanding free inventory savings on brand new electronics. Being cleared before Advance's final year-end inventory counts. No interest, no admin fees, no conditions. It's the unrestricted, unqualified Advance savings event most Winnipeggers wait for. Free delivery and in-home setup. Best price or your money back, plain and simple. The Advanced JWC. On now at 1300 Portage.
You got to go.
Beep, 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 yeah!
I'm going over there and slap you upside the head. I told you not to cry, for gosh sake.
8:44.
Okay, forget it. I'll give you a break.
No.
All only is KY58 remembers.
It's Ron Taylor calling here, former announcer, music director, promotions director, production manager, and on-air personality from KY58, calling from New York City, where I'm currently training some radio people down here and on my way to Washington, D.C. I was 15 or 16 years old when I started at KY58, and it was a privilege and an honor to get my feet wet in this business at that place with some of the most amazing announcers and amazing management and a company to work for at the time that was second to none in the industry now looking back. Don Percy, of course, Brian Wood, Kevin McKenna, Jeff Neufeld, Jim Ripley, Chuck Morgan, Ron Abel, Lorraine Mansbridge, Barry Wall, Roy Hennessy, George Raymond, Shelley Wilgen, Ford Gardner, Kirk Kielbach, Pat Walchuk, George Pizunas, an engineer extraordinaire who is still hanging around that building now, as well as some of the people I remember who aren't with us anymore, Jamie Wardle in Traffic, Jeff Hamilton, also known as Guy Diamond, Dave Steele, Ken Nicholson, and of course our beloved general manager from back in the 70s and early 80s, Alden Deal, who passed away several years ago. My mentor was always the master of the morning, Don Percy, and it was quite a privilege to do the all-night show and have him come in and do his morning show right after. He's got some great stories about little Ronnie Taylor, and I'm sure he'll be telling one or two of them this morning. It's sad to see KY58 going, but a lot of fond memories, and best of luck to everybody who's there today.
Now then, he said I would have a Ronnie Taylor story. Ron Taylor, after the all-night show, and he used to sit there in fear of what I would look like and what mood I would be in when I came in at 6 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, he also worked in the promotion department.
Right.
And he was the A&W Root Bear. He used to wear that costume.
Right.
You know this story?
I think I do.
Because Scruff Connors, Jeff Neufeld, was also involved in this one. So they're out driving on a very hot summer's day, and Ronnie, who is 6'11", is wearing the A&W Root Bear costume. And they're in the van, and Ron has to go to the bathroom. And Jeff says, well, okay, we'll pull in here. And he pulls into a Triple K, as sort of a campground kind of event.
Right, right.
Yeah. So Ronnie had been refreshing himself in this particular day. And it was very hot and sweaty in this costume. So he comes out of the van, and of course he's attacked by all these kids. And Scruff is over chatting up some ladies, and one of the kids comes over and says, Mommy, the A&W Root Bear told me to piss right off. It took some explaining, let me tell you.
I'm better now. You made me laugh.
Told you.
8:47, as you always do. Let's do one last check of KY58 traffic. If you were just heading out the door for your Wednesday morning drive, I can tell you it is a nasty one out there, especially if you have some highway travel plans. Dings are very bad as far as visibility goes. And in fact, some school division closings this morning because of that. Saint River School Division and the Sunrise School Division, no classes today because, again, of those bad highway conditions. If you do have some highway travel plans, put them off until later today until those winds die down.
At about 6:30, got a call from the Mounties, D Division. And they said they're listing all over Manitoba, and they have. And if I didn't play this song, they knew where I lived.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. Singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Well, son of a gun, those Mounties knew what they were doing. Okay. Everybody say goodbye. We're going to leave you with a song on All Oldies KY 58 Winnipeg. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, 4D. Joey Gregors has the last word on All Oldies KY 58 Winnipeg.
Yesterday, all the good time oldies sounded great. Today it looks as though we're here to say farewell to KY 58. Suddenly, times and from the way it used to be, we'll soon be cherished friends and memories. Oh, yesterday can suddenly, now it's time to go, but you know we wish you could stay. Good times will yesterday, KY 58. We'll remember all those golden plays. Those memories will never fade away. Thank you, KY 58.
Stop, Percy. Thank you for making it so much fun for us.
I'm Kathy Kennedy for KY 58 News.
Little Frankie Wonder still ahead.
Knocker Shire is in with a flashback.
I'm Chuck Moore, Members Morgan.
And good times will live on in a song from yesterday. Oh, yesterday. Memories will never fade away. We'll miss you, KY 58. Thank you, KY 58.
A radio station that plays what you want to hear.
It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen.
The new 102 Clear FM.
Let's go, girl.
Clear.
Clear it.
Has a brand new radio station.
Finally, a station that mixes the best of today with the artists you know and love from the 80s and 90s.
Rod Stewart,
Prince,
Enrique Iglesias,
Norah Jones,
Elton John,
Eurythmics,
Matchbox 20,
Celine Dion,
The Eagles,
Shania Twain,
Duran Duran,
Phil Collins.
All those great songs you haven't heard since the magic went out of radio in Winnipeg. '90s. And now, 102 Clear FM.
Come to my window.
The clear difference is.
If I listened long enough to you.
When I was walking in the world, do you believe in love after love?
The clear difference is. The clear difference is. One more. '80s, '90s, and now. 102 Clear FM.
Keep this frequency clear.
This is the music you'll hear every day on Winnipeg's new 102 Clear FM. Finally, Winnipeg is a radio station clearly designed with you in mind.
102 Clear FM.
At home, at work, in the car, everywhere your life takes you.
Everywhere.
80s. And now,
give me the Beach Boys and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
102 Clear FM.
Winnipeg, the choice is clear.
80s, 90s, and now, 102 Clear FM.